Sorry about that email. I shouldn't write emails at 2 a.m. 4:21 is a much more appropriate time to write emails. I haven't been getting much sleep these days. Well, I felt really bad that I didn't get to see you play this last time in Chicago. But I have a legit story. I was in the hospital. I used to abuse cough syrup or DXM. I would chug an 8 or 16 ounce bottle in the morning, and it would make my whole day more interesting. Anyhow, I'd been getting to that habit of doing that and then putting my head to rest with a bottle of whiskey in the evening. It wasn't a good combo. I don't know how long I would have gone on like that had I not accidentally overdosed in September. My overdose. It was a wet, rainy Monday in September. I'd like to say September 15th. Chicago was wet, drenched actually, and flooded. I was working with my uncle doing odd jobs in nursing homes, installing security systems. That day we stopped at a gas station. I was sober and I didn't want to be anymore. I checked out what kinds of cough medicines I had and I saw Dayquil. I remember using that a couple of years ago when I was in a jam and didn't have the normal type of cough syrup that I usually bought. So, it was in pill form and I saw that each pill had 10 milligrams of DXM. It had some other stuff in it too, but I didn't really pay attention to that. I was just concerned about the DXM. I punched out each and every one of those 24 pills. Once I was on the job site at work, and I dropped the last one. Fell behind the toilet. Might have saved my life not swallowing that last one. 24 pills minus one, 23. Sounded like a good number. I was dumb. I was so dumb. The day went on with the same old bullshit work. We started driving back. And I started to feel this pain that I never felt before. My chest was just wrenching something fierce. I thought I would be okay if I just threw up whatever was in my stomach. And I was 2 miles from my house in River Forest, and all the streets were blocked off because of an awful flood. There was only one good bridge that I could go over. I had looked over the Lake Street Bridge and it was flooded over. I'd never seen it like that. So I had to run over to the Washington Bridge and I got over there. It was a funny thing. I saw my sister driving in a car and she looked at me and I looked at her and I couldn't help but think this is the last time she's gonna see me stumbling around the forest preserves like a maniac. I kept trying to throw up. I put my finger down my throat and just trying to expunge the awfulness that was happening to my body. It wasn't working. I started to run like crazy. I didn't get very far before a rip in my chest made me lay down on the forest floor. At that point, I took out the empty box of Dayquil and saw my mistake. What a lonesome feeling to know that you just took enough of something to kill yourself. I was 1.5 miles away from my home at this point. The weather was awful. It was gray, windy, and I was fat. I was the chubbiest I'd ever been my whole life. I was 250 pounds and I was feeling the weight. It wasn't fun. But I ran home and made it there, and my parents took me to the emergency room. And once I got in the emergency room, they said hopefully they caught it in time. They gave me an IV, clear my system, and a charcoal cocktail. Long story short, my liver went into failure, and the only option looked like a liver transplant. But there wasn't enough time, the doctor said. Sorry, kid, I guess you're dead. I was drugged up, so I don't remember this as well as my parents and my 9 brothers and sisters, but things happened in that hospital. I should have been dead. And there was a moment, I can't really describe it, I'm not sure I'm even supposed to, but I knew that I could either turn one way and just drift off into never needing sleep, or I could live. And I chose life. And I chose life. Things just have sort of been lining up for me now, it seems. All these big plans I've had all these years, the groundwork, starting to come true, and I just opened up a lot, but I love your music. I don't know why I don't hear your songs on the radio every day. The U.S. as a whole is... they have sorry ears, I'd say. I went to D.C., for the Obama inauguration. My cousin worked on the campaign. And I think this world's going to start looking a whole lot prettier someday soon. But I've been wrong before. So, a lengthy email. I won't apologize for it though, because I think it's a good tale, and I can't wait to see you play again. You truly are an inspiration.